Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Cooper Show, live from Studio G. Beautiful place, by the way, Ivy built. It's here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Cooper, fighting for you from this foxhole of freedom. I'm willing to tell you the truth when everybody else seems to not be able to do that. Don't worry, we're going to be straight up and brutally honest. Here are three big things you need to know. Number one, Joe Biden has closed off massive areas in Alaska for oil exploration and is now instead turning to the brutal dictator of Venezuela to supply Americans with much-needed oil. Look under the heading of completely stupid for this one. Number two, disease X, as we've been talking about, just one of the ways those on the globalist team are devising to create chaos. The climate, of course, another idea. It's been going on for a lot longer than you realize. And number three, the wide open border, still at the top of concerns for Americans as the 2024 election is coming closer. And I have plenty of ground to cover today on what that major issue and what it means going forward. Yeah, the border. A new attack on our sovereignty is coming with bus racing in, dumping illegals in California. This is becoming a huge problem. It's a rash. Watch this. Listen to this.
A motorboat speeds ashore at North Carlsbad City Beach around 11 Saturday morning. CBP says at least 15 to 20 migrants jumped out of the boat, with videos showing most of them escaping in a waiting SUV that sped away.
We need border security for the safety of our residents, and we need it now.
This video, along with previous smuggling operations, prompted the mayors of Carlsbad, San Marcos, Vista, and the deputy mayor of Oceanside to team up for this press conference, calling for the state and federal governments to secure the border.
Chaos at the border, the fact that many of these crossers know there will be no consequences here, encourages this, and it makes our cities less safe.
But my real concern is human trafficking. What are they bringing in with them? What drugs, weapons, and who's on the terror watch list that's coming in via boat?
Yeah, just racing right up on the shore, dumping them all out. And while this is happening, and Eagle Pass is flooded, and El Paso is getting overrun, Alejandro Marcos back in front of Congress, lying about the southern border, saying it's always been a problem. This is not what he has said previously. Previously, he said, oh, it's all under control. It's not what he said this time. Here he is.
Let me ask you this question. Just recently, your last trip here, you actually admitted that there was a crisis at the southwest border. What changed?
Mr. Chairman, nothing changed. I have recognized the enormous challenge that the southern border presents ever since I began my tenure, and actually well before that, then when I served as a deputy secretary.
Let me ask this question. Then when you came to Congress and said there was no crisis at the southern border in your first few trips here, secure the border, secure, nothing changed between then and now you're saying it's a crisis?
Mr. Chairman, I have never minimized the challenge that the southern border presents. I didn't minimize it when I served as a federal prosecutor for 12 years from 1989 through 2001.
He's always minimized it, says the border is secure when we know it's not. He's lied repeatedly. It's why he has been impeached first time since, 1868, that a member of the cabinet has been impeached. Meanwhile, if you didn't see this, I want you to pay attention to what you're about to hear. There are these flyers being posted all over the southern border, written in Spanish, plastered everywhere, telling illegals to remember to vote for Joe Biden when you get into America. Remember to vote for Joe Biden, the illegals are told in Spanish. These are up in porta-johns, they're up on walls, they're being handed out. And when confronted with it, Alejandro Mayorkas gave a cookie-cutter answer, just like you'd expect. Not an honest answer, just crap. Here it is.
Individuals who are not citizens of the United States cannot vote in federal elections.
But that's not what I asked. I asked what actions DHS is taking to ensure that that doesn't occur.
Well, two things. Number one, I believe that it is state and local election officials that monitor the eligibility of individuals. We do not oversee the election enrollment process. What we do is enforce our borders and, in fact...
So it says shorter, nothing.
In fact,
how can Congress and the American people have confidence that the outcome of close elections will not turn on the votes of non-citizens who have registered and voted unlawfully?
Congressman, election security is one of our priorities. In the distribution of federal grant funds to state and local jurisdictions, we have made election security a priority, and we have mandated a minimum.
I'll reclaim my time.
Yeah. No answer there. No answer at all. In another open border update, we now know that the killer of Laken Riley was in Georgia. That guy was dumped in America because of the flood of illegals coming in. They broke the law when they turned this guy loose the first time. And then he broke the law several times and was turned loose himself several more times before he beat her to death with a brick. Listen.
So we finally got the file, and it says, I can introduce the entire file if you'd like, but I'll just, this one little sentence here. Parole due to detention capacity at Central Processing Center in El Paso, Texas. Now, that's what his file shows. He wasn't paroled because he had a unique benefit to the country or they had a humanitarian need. As the law requires, he was paroled because of capacity problems.
Yeah. There he is, paroled. Listen, I could do this for several hours all day. I can go to the X feed, Facebook, Instagram, all sorts of places, and find a continuous stream of illegals committing crimes. Here's another illegal alien update, this time from Boston. Most of these animals are charged with sexually assaulting children. This comes to us courtesy of Bill Malugin, who, by the way, is doing fabulous work at Fox News. Here's a bit of it.
A short time later, ICE took down their final target, a Brazilian gang member, also charged with child rape. Just this morning today, four accused child rapists and one MS-13 gang member. Those are the kind of people you're going after.
That's every day up here in Boston. Those are the public safety threats that we really want to get off the street. It was a great day for the teams. That's five public safety threats that are out in the community going to go ahead and victimize anyone else.
And I says all of those arrests you just saw happened because local authorities ignored their detainer request to keep these guys in custody due to sanctuary policies. I says all of those suspects will remain in federal custody until their local charges are resolved. Then ICE will seek to deport every single one of them.
Wow. I'll send it back to you. And make it a point of doing it in a city like Boston with the sanctuary policies in place. Really intriguing stuff, Bill. We'll see what comes of it next. Thank you. Bill Malugin in Boston.
Yeah. All right. Bill Malugin in Boston. And here's your illegal alien update from Texas. Boston, Texas, all over the country. Listen.
Before January of 2021, Terrell County on average saw one death a year from illegal immigrants crossing the border. Since then, Terrell County has seen a 1,200% increase in deaths along the border.
And since this administration has taken over, we've had a total of 37 deaths of people trying to cross the border illegally here in Terrell County.
Since President Joe Biden took office 3 years ago, according to CBP, nearly 8 million people have attempted to enter the country illegally. Just yesterday, an illegal immigrant had to call Terrell County Emergency Services due to the harsh conditions of the Terrell County border and hot temperatures. Couldn't keep up with their group, and one was injured and left behind.
This is
situations like what's happening along the border that's making public officials...
Every single day. There's your illegal update. I'll be back in a moment.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep. We're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arne with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.